Marty Lurie here with the pitching coach of the Giants, and that is Curt Young. Curt, good start so far, I think, for the pitching staff, really. And, you know, this is a little unusual with having so many guys out, but a good start.
Yeah, we have a bunch of confident, hardworking guys that are going to do their part for this team. And, you know, we're trying to line the bullpen up the best we can and get our starters pitching deep in games, and that's the formula for these guys.
What did you think of Beedy on his start on Tuesday night against Arizona?
Well, it was impressive last his game, just getting out of the jams the way he did. You know, he kind of struggled out of his windup.
Yes.
All the walks were out of his windup and his control. But once he got in his stretch, he was timed up a little better, had a little better command of the zone. So that's something we'll work on in between. But you know what? He gave us a chance to win the game. He did only go four innings and a high pitch count, and they made him work.
Yeah.
But he ended up getting out of there with only a couple runs and gave us a chance to win the game.
All right, Curt Young, just running down the staff a little bit here. I mean, as I look at the starting staff with Cueto out, Bumgarner out, Samardzija out, you got five guys who you hope you can get six innings. Boy, it is a little bit of pressure every time one of them goes out there.
Well, it's an opportunity. You know that saying, Marty. These guys are getting a chance to pitch in a situation where they probably didn't think they were going to be pitching out of spring training. So, you know, we're missing those guys bad. They're all doing their thing to get themselves back. And the guys that go out there, like I say, if they give us a chance to win the game in the end, I think they're doing well. And we have a bunch of competitors. You know, you play this game as long as they have, and they're in this position for a reason. And they're all going to go out there and compete and give it the best they have.
A couple of people have jumped out. Pierce Johnson has taken that opportunity. Maranta certainly has taken that opportunity. And Tony Watson, we didn't see much in spring training, but he's certainly grabbed the opportunity.
Yeah, Tony's rock solid, you know, rock solid person and pitcher. And, you know, he can do some things with his baseball, change up wise and breaking ball wise, and he knows how to spot his baseball. And, you know, Pierce, you play, like I say, you play this game long enough, you wait for this opportunity, and this is where you want to play baseball. And I think, you know, both those guys, Reyes got a little taste of it last year up here in the situation the team was in. And now I think he just feels a whole lot more comfortable being up here. And Pierce is the same. You know, he did a little big league stuff last year and learned that he can do it. And he's brought it to the table so far this year.
Hunter Strickland is the closer. He's got a couple of saves in here already. But he's pitching. Different. You know, watching him years past, he didn't pitch. He just threw the ball. Now the guy's pitching.
Yeah, there's certain times you have to butt heads with that fastball, and right from the get-go in spring training, he was mixing his breaking ball. He's got a nice little split changeup that he uses, and he's been using them in the game. You know, that's sometimes the hard part. You think you only want to get beat with your fastball, but you have to do different things. You have to change speeds. You have to slow the hitters down. And Hunter's doing that both right and left with his mix of his non-fastball stuff.
How are the mound visits treating you, the number of mound visits? Now, it doesn't put a lot of strain on you. You can't run out there all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it really hasn't been an issue for either team so far in the games that we've played. So, you know, I think everybody's comfortable with it. And, yeah, you know what? Sometimes it might be good for the pitcher being out there and being able to figure things out himself. And, you know, there may be a time where you don't make a visit and let him figure it out, and eventually they all will.
Torrey Lovello got thrown out of a game, and he got into a beef with the umpire because pitch framing, Yadier Molina, pitch framing. What about pitch framing? How do you do it? What is it?
You know, all catchers are good in just catching the ball. And honestly, Marty, I think it's the relationship that the catchers have with umpires that may get them that borderline pitch on occasion. But, you know, you got to catch the ball where it's thrown. You got to give it a good look to the umpire. And if you're a major league catcher, you're going to have soft hands. You're going to know how to work, move your body with breaking balls, move your hands runs with change-up. So there's all those little things that, you know, you're trying to make every pitch look like a strike, and some guys are better than others. And, you know, it is a tough thing to judge because, you know, you have games with the same catcher and you get a pitch in the same area and one's a ball and one's a strike. So you can kind of tell where I'm going with that.
Very good. I love Kurt Young. Always good to talk ball with it. All right, you pitched. How was Terry Steinbach as a pitch framer?
Well, he was a great catcher. He was a great catcher. You know, you wonder, they really weren't doing it back then. And, and you know, I just think that was a thing like with the umpires, the relationship thing. You know, Steiny gets to know him. Ron Hassey gets to know him. And I mean, you're seeing it. I mean, umpires like quick games. So that borderline pitch, when it does go in the advantage of the pitcher, I think it helps us.
All right. A pitcher talking. That is Kurt Young. Kurt, great to have you on. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680.